What impact could proposed cuts in Medicaid have on nursing homes in the Pittsburgh area? On any given day, there are a combined 1,000 residents in Allegheny County's four Kane nursing homes. About four of every five of those residents qualify for Medicaid. According to the Pennsylvania Department of Health, there are about 700 nursing homes in the state, but only 18 counties still operate their own facilities. That's down 50% from just 14 years ago. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald.
In the past 3 weeks, Armstrong County's longtime nursing home went under private ownership, and Washington County reached a deal to sell its nursing home to that same company. Is there any thought about Allegheny County and its Canes about going private?
Well, one of the things that we've really committed to is that our seniors, particularly seniors that are in an area of vulnerability where they would have to go to a nursing home like the Canes, is that we've been able to do a pretty good job, and including with the finances of holding costs in a good area. So we own four throughout the region of the Kane Hospital Centers in McKeesport and Ross and Glen Hazel and in Scott Township. And I think the efficiency and the effectiveness of being able to keep those facilities with the kind of care that I think our seniors deserve is something that I would like to continue. Now, some of these smaller counties that don't necessarily have the economies of scale probably were reaching a point where their costs were exceeding what they probably felt comfortable to take care of. But in Allegheny County, we've been fortunate, and I think we need to continue to make the commitment that some of our most vulnerable seniors need to be taken care of.
Speaking of which, on any given day, I believe it's about 1,000 residents in those four Canes total. How much does the county kick in, and has it increased or not over the years as far as operating costs in addition to whatever reimbursements you get?
Yeah, it's probably like an 80-some million dollar budget of which we get reimbursed relatively the entire thing. We might run maybe $1 million that we have to kick in. And it has actually been coming down, the amount that the county has had to put in. So it's actually been improving over time. And some of that is because we've done some innovative things like creating a memory care center, which has brought, you know, increased revenues into the county. And County Manager McCain and Director Beyond, though, have continued to do a pretty good job of finding innovative ways to really provide, again, services to the most vulnerable seniors that might not have the resources to go into a private nursing home at a point in their life which they need this care. The entire county budget is around $860 million. The Kane budget is around $80 million.
And all but about a million is reimbursed?
That's correct. It's probably around $1 million that is not reimbursed.
It sounds like there shouldn't be anything of concern to the residents of the Canes or their family members, but they see in the news Washington County and several, over the last 3 years, several counties, I believe half of the counties have gotten rid of or privatized their facilities. So nothing to be concerned of for the residents of the Canes and their families?
No, in Allegheny County, there's no movement right now to do that. And I think, again, we've made a commitment here to take care of our most vulnerable seniors, and we're going to continue that.
Are you keeping an eye on the reimbursement, though? You said, almost all, except for $1 million, is reimbursed. Are you concerned about any potential cuts that could cause the county's level of contribution toward that operation to go up?
Well, again, this probably goes back to what's Washington doing with respect to health care. We don't know. And that goes for a whole lot of issues, not just with the Canes, but for our own county employees, for the folks that rely on Medicaid expansion that comes through the state and sometimes is shared by the county. So I think the whole health care funding situation is right now a little bit unclear as to what's going to happen in Washington. So we will continue to make, decisions to try to protect people in Allegheny County as best we can. And again, for the foreseeable future, the Canes look to be in good shape.
Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks so much.
Kevin, always good to be with you. Thank you.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.